The National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration is contributing more than $350,000 to help clean up and restore McCoy's Creek in Jacksonville. Groundwork Jacksonville CEO Kay Ehouse says the grant will be used to finish the design phase of the so-called daylighting of the creek at the mouth of the St. Johns River. That's where the creek flows underneath the building that used to house the Florida Times Union on Riverside Avenue in Brooklyn.
It's called daylighting, but it's basically to take off the stuff that's on top of the creek and expose the creek.
As part of this grant, Groundwork Jacksonville will work with Jacksonville University and the city to study fish and water quality in the creek. Ehouse says this is just one section of a larger project that's expected to support wildlife, clear up the water, offer flood protection, and provide recreational opportunities.
The whole length of the creek will be accessible for people to enjoy visually, to walk next to, and to be able to kayak in.
When all is said and done, the restoration project will affect nearly 3 miles of McCoy's Creek and 142 acres of surrounding land. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.